It's the WP Minute. Support this show by joining our private Slack membership, buying us a virtual coffee, or purchasing a classified listing in our weekly newsletter at thewpminute.com/support. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Rob Howard, the publisher of MasterWP. As you know, one of our missions is to bring lots of new voices into WordPress and tech. That's why we're excited to announce our new MasterWP workshop library with the goal of helping WordPress fans become WordPress experts. We've got a lineup of live and recorded sessions coming up in fall 2022. Check it out at workshops.masterwp.com and use the code WPMinute10 to get 10% off your registration. We'll see you there.
You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out thewpminute.com for the links. The conversation regarding the removal of WordPress plugin active install growth data has continued this week. The data chart was officially removed from the WordPress.org plugin repository back on September 29th, 2022. Even as plugin authors and other community members have asked for the chart's return, no formal reason has been given for its removal. The possibilities of privacy and security issues have been brought up, but there's been no official announcement from WordPress leadership. Over at WP Tavern, Sarah Gooding reports on a track ticket discussion started by Mark Zara. WordPress co-founder Matt Mullenweg has chimed in and said that adding relevant statistics for plugin authors will, and I quote, "will take some work, but it's doable," end quote. Mullenweg also responded to a tweet from Zara stating, quote, "we'll add something new for small plugin devs," end quote. Meanwhile, the community continues to express concern. Investor and artist Jean Gala wondered if WordPress is entering, quote, "a death spiral." And MasterWP's Rob Howard says WordPress may be turning away its biggest fans. Next up, listen to the Community Minute with Michelle Frechette.
How open source is WordPress? And how much weight does the community carry? This week, we've seen a lot of discussion around the active install growth chart in the WordPress repository. Mark Zara has rallied the community to push back and find answers. He has an open meta track ticket you can follow and comment on to see where this goes. But it does beg the question, how open source is our community when decisions can be made unilaterally without warning and without community input? This isn't the first time community has dealt with changes. Remember when Gutenberg was introduced? And it certainly won't be the last time. History in any community bears witness to this. But when should the community be involved? How much involvement should there be? And how and when do you notify the community at large? Decision by committee is difficult enough, and decision by community is called an election. Surely there must be a way we can gather information, keep the community informed, and move forward in a mutually beneficial way. I don't claim to have solutions, but I, along with many of you, will be watching to see how this goes.
Links you shouldn't miss. MasterWP's WordCamp travel sponsorship program plans to keep on rolling in 2023. It aims to enable a diverse group of people to attend events by defraying travel costs. This year, the program helped 7 recipients head to WordCamp US in San Diego, California. Rob Howard wrote about the reasoning behind the impact of the program. There's also a form for anyone interested in receiving a travel stipend to attend WordCamp US 2023 in National Harbor, Maryland. Howard also put out a call for potential sponsors. For our part, the WP Minute has made a $1,500 contribution. From the grab bag, now it's time to take a look at some other interesting topics shared by our contributors. Let's see if we can get through this script today. A hosted WooCommerce package will be coming in WordPress to WordPress.com in 2023. Throwback to that time, Dave Martin, CEO of WordPress.com, said that WooCommerce hosting was already available in WordPress.com, and we all knew it wasn't.
My running theory is that your new plans are in preparation for a proper WooCommerce versus Shopify showdown. Can we expect to see competitively positioned WooCommerce hosting plans this year?
There's actually no need to wait. Woo hosting is available right now on our $15 a month pro plan.
Carl Alexander took a look at the ups and downs of contributing to WordPress outside of the official project. Matt Cromwell and Kim Coleman sat down with Access Ally founder Natalie Luce to discuss outlining a WordPress product roadmap. WordPress 6.1 will see a performance boost thanks to the addition of database query caching. A familiar name is listed in Newsweek's America's 100 Most Loved Workplaces 2022 rankings. Automatic, owner of WordPress.com, and founded by Matt Mullenweg, came in 31st place this year. Open source search engine MeliSearch recently announced $15 million Series A round of funding. New members this week, Dominica Mixente, I'm pretty sure I did not pronounce that last name correctly. Dominica, if you're listening, thanks for joining. Dominica's from Hostinger, thank you. If you're not a member yet, go to thewpminute.com/support to join. Thanks to all of the members who shared these links today, Leslie Sim, Dave Rodenbaugh, John Locke, and Angela Bowman. Thanks to you, dear listener, for tuning in to your favorite 5 minutes of WordPress news every Wednesday. You can support independent content like this by purchasing us a digital coffee at thewpminute.com/support. Join our Link Squad membership or get a listing in our newsletter at thewpminute.com/support. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it wherever you do social media and jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.